Since 2006, the Good Folk Fest has existed as a means for like-minded people to come together as a community of artists centered around raw creative energy and resourceful use of forgotten values and objects. With over 80 artists and nearly 30 musicians spread out through this year's venue at the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage, there seemed to be something for everyone to enjoy, said festival founder Scott Scarborough of the art featured at the event.
The beauty about folk art or outsider art it's a little bit more easy to interpret or have a relationship to it or respond to it. It's so visceral and human. You know, it's raw. You can see the human touch involved in the pieces. You can see where the artist has speared the paint or spray painted or hit it with a hammer or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's got all those human elements. The uniqueness about this festival to me is the parallels of the old and new traditions and how traditional techniques are interpreted by today's materials.
The artists I saw at the festival most certainly use both old and new materials in intriguing ways in their work. Jason Krekel had several different types of work displayed in his booth, including his specialty mermaid toys and records from his band, The Mad Tea Party. Krekel's main interest, though, is in printing.
I'm a lino cut artist, so I do print work. I got involved about 11 years ago. A friend of mine ended up with some equipment, and we taught ourselves how to do letterpress and lino cut art, and that was a big resurgence of that as well. But we were doing mostly utilitarian stuff for my bands and other people's bands, making posters for events, and then I enjoyed the process of lino cutting and printing so much. That's kind of my main focus now, is doing it for art's sake. You know?
Another artist I met who primarily works in print was Miss Happy Pink, whose kitschy, fun designs are created with a pure, honest goal, to make people happy.
I want to see people smile. There's nothing that makes me happier, whether they buy something or not. That's kind of beside the point. It really helps if they do, because I can make more things and create more. But just to see people smile every day, and I just don't think we smile enough in the world. So just to get that happy aspect and just to make people laugh or just to give them something to giggle about is well worth it to me.
I also met with Darren Smith of Third King Studios, whose skeleton paintings and bone machines find a certain playfulness with what is often considered sad imagery. Darren also had his own handcrafted instruments on display, which range from simple strings attached to an old broomstick to more complex banjos crafted from recycled material.
I was always afraid of the fretworking for a while, and finally when I got brave enough to tackle that and realized that it wasn't as difficult as I had anticipated, I started making more still what are kind of crude in as far as what a luthier would do or something, but they're still, you know, playable. And that's important for me, and to actually try to make them to sound good and function well as instruments.
Some of the artists I met with spanned several generations, including Family Circle Arts and Crafts, whose displayed work ranged from animal sculptures made for the kid and all of us to more political pieces. Said Bonnie Parsons of the family's work.
All of our art is found art. It's reused art. It's using what you have because that's what you have at your, you know, available. And I always feel like people think they have to have a lot of things to do art, but they really don't, because art can be made out of anything.
Scarborough said the main thing he wants people to take away from the Good Folk Festival is a sense of community and inspiration. A sense that we can all find our own voice of expression.
You know, a lot of the times people say, I could have made that. Well, yeah, great, you know.
Yeah.
Would you like a booth? You know, basically, inspiration is what I would like for people to take from this, to be inspired, to express themselves, know that you don't have to be a Picasso or a Rembrandt or whatever to do that. You can express yourself in however you can.
I'm Bobby Stewart. You're listening to Art FM.